jump up on your kitchen counter, grab the broom, play a little air guitar. Ow. Look at Mabel there. I'm watching the microphone cam there. We got Mabel down in Marana in her pajamas up on the kitchen counter. Air stringing the little Walmart mop she has. Good looking job you got going on there. Hey, we're here to brighten up your Saturday. Rosie on the house, hour three. Go ahead and pour that last cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee and grab a seat or come on down. We're broadcasting live from the University of Phoenix Stadium for the Maricopa County Home Show. And we've got a lot going on today. We're talking about building permits specifically today. And boy, if this show generates the feedback that the last few shows have generated, we're on some kind of roll here, that's for sure. You know, a lot of people consider permits as a hassle. And before I get into this, I want to recognize Dave, who's calling from Tempe. And Dave, I know you've been on hold for a little while. I promise you're going to be the first caller we take here this hour. And we do have open lines. If somebody else would like to get in, you can call 1-888-767-4348. But I just want to get this little tidbit out concerning permits. Many of the cantankerous homeowners I've met over the many, many years I've been here in Arizona consider permits as a hassle. It's not anybody's business what I'm doing at my property. Well, you know, we could argue that for a long time. The more important question to ask is when I'm in there maybe trying to buy your house 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years later, how do I know everything that was done appropriately to code with licensed contractor? And me as a buyer, I'm entitled to that information.
And most of that code is a result of something failing in the past. So they had to write a code with a certain standard to ensure the safety of the occupants of the next structure. So it's not like somebody just made these up. They're there because somebody hurt or
worse.
Yeah. Prior to that.
Well, and a lot of people don't realize, to replace a water heater, you need a permit.
Well, you're messing with electrical and water.
And maybe even natural gas, reconnecting the natural gas line. We got to verify that the safety relief, pressure relief valve works. We had a story we talk about often in North Phoenix. 5 or 6 years ago, someone was tinkering with their hot water heater, wasn't quite sure what the pressure relief valve was, so bypassed it and decided didn't need that anymore. Thermostat got stuck, actually tore the water heater loose from its moorings, shot it up through the ceiling of the patio, of the pantry, from the pantry, shot it through the ceiling of the pantry, shot it through the attic, and shot it through the roof.
To go through that plywood alone, whether it's plywood or OSB, to go through that, try and take an axe to that. You can cut down a round tree a heck of a lot better than you can take an axe to the middle of a plywood.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. It's built that way for a reason. And they estimate that hot water heater got something in the neighborhood between 70 and 90 feet up in the air and landed across the street at a bus parking lot next to a school playground. Now, you know you've got to ask yourself, do I buy a lottery ticket today when I'm at a bus stop and a water heater falls out of the sky?
And lands in my feet.
And lands at my feet. Ooh, man. So you don't want to mess with those kind of things that you're not sure about. And, you know, the other thing that can happen is you start tackling a project around your home, and maybe it isn't something that the neighbor finds particularly appealing, or it may be blocking their view, or they may just have a thorn, a burr in their saddle. You know, if you get turned in for doing a project without a permit, there's some fairly significant penalties. I think as a general rule, most building departments will establish what your permit amount was, and then they're going to double it, and that's going to be your fee and your penalty. Then they come out and inspect it, and if there's things they need to inspect that you've covered up, you're going to have to take things down. You're going to have to remove sheetrock. You're going to have to open up some walls so they can start seeing how it was installed. So it's not worth it. So we're here kind of as on the behalf of the building departments throughout Arizona, whether they're the various city building departments or the county building departments, to encourage you to consider the building department as your ally. If it's a project you're trying to tackle yourself, a city inspector can get out there for the price of the permit, they're going to have to come out three or four or five times to inspect the progress of the work. If you're doing it yourself, they can actually keep you from making mistakes. It actually could be a great extra level of insurance having someone there taking a look over your shoulder. So get your building permits. It's the right thing to do. With that said, I promised Dave he'd be our first caller of the show this hour. We're welcoming into the conversation. He's calling from Tempe, and there is an open line if you, regardless of where you're listening in Arizona, want to get in. It's toll-free, 888-767-4348. Good morning, Dave. How are you this fine Arizona Saturday morning?
I'm just great, Rosie. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you for your patience.
Sure. Back in April, I installed two new vanities in our bathrooms, had quartz countertops and sinks installed, and then I had Ben Franklin come out to install the faucets and the drains.
Great.
And everything was just fine for a while.
Okay.
But then recently, from one of the sinks, the sewer gas smell is starting to come up, and it seems to be getting worse. Now, they have the P-trap or J-trap, whatever. In both of them, they're identical.
Okay.
But the one has this odor, and I'm wondering, do I need to put a deeper trap in there, or what could be causing this? Any ideas?
Yeah, I do have a lot of ideas. Dave, the first thing I'd want to know is a lot of times sink, vanity, methane gas emanating from a vanity sink generally is only going to emanate from the sink when you're bending over, brushing your teeth with the faucet running. Can we establish whether it's that you're smelling, or is it just a general overall all day long throughout the bathroom you're smelling this?
It's not generally just bending over. It's getting bad enough where you can just be standing in the bathroom and smell it.
Is it generally all day long, or is it generally after we're just finished using that particular vanity?
I would say it's all of the time.
Okay. Well, the first thing we're going to want to do, as we attack methane odors very systematically, one step at a time. And whenever now you've taken the drain that's in the wall and you've teed out of it, and then you've widened to two new P-traps, okay? That shouldn't invariably cause any of the problems, but you never know. So what I want you to do is I want you to extend the roof vent above that bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see you extend that vent 2 or 3 feet, okay? And, Dave, you can do that very inexpensively. Just get to the hardware store or a plumbing supply store and pick up some 4-inch diameter ABS pipe, 4 feet long, and just go stick it right on top of that vent pipe and see if just extending that vent doesn't give you the pressure relief in your system to carry the odor away. If that doesn't work, then we're going to power ventilate that vent. One other thing you might want to try in the meantime is a product called BioClean. And it's a powder, and you mix that in water, and you pour it down the sink, and it's actually an enzyme that eats the protein lining your sewer vents and your sewer pipes. It eats that protein and actually disseminates the source of that. So if those three things, one step at a time, don't solve the problem, then we're going to have to do what's called smoke test your house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really kind of fun. We have to call the fire department and tell them that we're doing it. And then we force feed smoke into your plumbing system. And we start looking for where the smoke pours out. And that is that little inadvertent little leak somewhere in the house. We actually had to do this for we chased an odor for a woman in North Phoenix for about 8 months. And
wow.
We'd think we'd have it. And then it would reoccur. We started taking notes. Okay, it's only occurring on warmer days with the atmospheric pressure climbing. Okay, that tells us some things about the plumbing system. We established through a process of elimination, every time we thought we had the problem solved, the problem would recur. It was telling us, okay, there is an actual air leak in the internal hidden plumbing vent system of the house. So we plugged the whole thing up. We smoke tested it, and sure enough, there was a small little crack. It came out around the corner where the drywall was taped. You could see the smoke coming out. And then where the wax ring was, there was actually a little smoke coming out there. We opened the walls, found the pinhole leak in the vent system, replaced the wax ring, and she solved. We haven't heard back from her in about a year, so we know we've got it. So, Dave, chasing odors can be you must be persistent. You have to start taking notes about when you're smelling it, what activity, what time of day, what temperature, and we can start eliminating it. But those couple little steps right there I gave you just to start with would be the right places to start.
Okay, regarding the 4-inch ABS, now on the roof there are vents. There's a vent pipe that goes straight up, which looks to be maybe 2-inch diameter, and there's two other ones, which I assume were one for each bathroom. It's a larger diameter, maybe 4-inch diameter, but it's got a round cap or, you know, top over it.
Yeah.
Which is it, the capped ones
that are the
vent pipes?
How old is your house?
It was built in 1977.
How long have you been in it?
Since 1983.
Okay, and you have never put the one-way vents on the top of the plumbing vents, have you?
No.
Those have been there from day one?
Well, it's just like it's like a cap over the vent. I think, I don't know that it's a one-way, but it's just...
Okay. Yeah, you'll just remove that, slip the 4-inch right over the top of that. Don't worry about vent capping or rain shielding that at all.
Okay.
No need to worry about that. Give it a week or two and see if, in fact, that is disseminating the odor. And then let's get back in touch. Like I say, it's going to take a little persistence, but I don't know, Romy, I don't know how I got this reputation, but I mean, me and Stan, we're solving these methane stink odors all over town. So if you've got one, we can track it down, Dave. Stay in touch with us. Hey, we're going to go on a quick break and be right back. It's Rosie on the House.